Hi, I'm one of the High Priests of Khonshu Rey, and I have the sacred privilege of providing you, the Loony Listener, with a podcast honoring Marvel's very own Moon Knight. So join me and a host of others at Into the Night, a Moon Knight podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or support the show by becoming a Patreon member. Into the Night, a Moon Knight podcast. It's time to get your Khonshu on.
I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're listening to the DCAU podcast as we've reached 100 episodes somehow.
I don't know how this happened. I feel like it can't be true.
And we are covering DC League of Super Pets.
Finally, one I can get behind.
Yes. Or maybe you could call it League of Stunt Casting, because the cast for this is insane.
It is, but I will also say that I saw this one in the cinema. So this is one of the few that I saw in the cinema.
Same.
Well, you've seen a lot of them in the cinema. Like, I think, or you would have if they were in the cinema at the time. It's unusual for me to have seen them in the cinema and to remember them.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Pet Avengers. Big fan generally of superhero pets, so yeah, I think this will give us a lot to talk about.
Yep, so the film is an hour and 45 minutes long.
Yeah, it's one of the longer ones.
Well, I suppose it's getting a proper cinema release.
Yeah, but even of the ones that have been in the cinema, this is a lengthy film for this.
It's definitely the most expensive we've covered.
Well, I mean, like you said, stunt casting, right? I mean, but also the animation is gorgeous.
Oh, yes, so absolutely.
It's not just the stunt casting. This is a big step up.
I mean, it's not entirely surprising, to be fair.
No, and like, I'm guessing you don't get the cast you've got unless the animation quality is... I mean, it doesn't feel like this is part of DCAU as such.
Yeah.
And let me guess, it's not really, right? We're swaying this.
This is a it's a DC product.
It's a DC cartoon, right? Yeah. So this is where we're cheating, and that's apparent in that it doesn't look anything like anything that's come before it. This is up there with the Pixars and the.
To be
Disney.
Fair, we also did Lego Batman.
And no, I know, and I love them both, but I would like to acknowledge that they are kind of cheats when we're scoring them alongside Catwoman Hunted and, you know, Injustice.
They all get classed under the same collection on Wikipedia.
Well, I mean, Wikipedia is not really the benchmark, but yes, I get it. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, like, I think it's fair to acknowledge that these are not the same.
So we start with, as so many Superman tales do, Kal-El being packed off to space.
Yeah, I mean, but this is a very abbreviated origin. Like, we are getting the assumption that we know what's going on. You know, we're just going to get the actual just leaving, but also where they've changed the origin, right?
Yeah. So in this version, the puppy of the L family jumps into the ship along with Cal.
Because he hears them talking about him being maybe lonely. It's very sweet.
And also, yes, it would indicate that Kryptonian dogs age slower as well.
Yes.
So we cut to many, many years later, and Krypto is living with Clark.
Yes.
In Metropolis. And we start with Krypto getting his morning flight.
Yeah, they go out together, you know, they do the normal dog owner, going out for the walk, chasing balls, doing it, but with superpowers.
Absolutely. the one thing, it is quite jarring at first for me to hear Dwayne The Rock Johnson playing an animated character.
Well, him and Kevin Hart, I mean, not fans of either particularly, so it was, it took a lot for me to even think about it. I was just like, I don't like this. You know.
Yeah.
But I think they both do very good jobs.
Oh, absolutely.
When we get to Kevin Hart, we're not there yet, but you know.
So, it also becomes clear very quickly, Crypto is not the most social of animals.
Well, he doesn't need to, because he's got Cal.
Yeah.
So, Cal is his whole world. I mean, Clark's his whole world. But we're at a point in Clark's life where Crypto is not his whole world.
Yes, because he is...
in love.
With Lois Lane.
Yes.
Which Crypto does not necessarily like seeing.
He's having, you know, anxiety about this, not being the favoured pup anymore.
So, Clark decides to go to the animal shelter to get Crypto a friend.
Yes.
At the same time, we meet our party of animals in this shelter, which...
although it's a pet shop. It's not really a shelter.
Which is interesting, because that means that they do sell a dog that bites.
I mean, they clearly do.
Yes. So, our other animals are Ace the dog, who is a boxer mix. PB, who is a potbelly pig.
Yes.
Merton, who is a turtle.
Yeah.
And Chip the red squirrel.
Chip the red squirrel.
Who I wouldn't say is a pet.
Well, I would just say squirrel as well.
Yeah.
But if you know your DC characters, Chip was... is in the canon.
Yeah, I understand that this is
he was a Green Lantern.
Yes. I mean, to be fair, by the end of the film,
it's, although in the comics, etc., it's CH'P.
Yeah.
And he's obviously not a squirrel. Like Rocket Raccoon is not a raccoon. He's an alien who happens to look like a squirrel.
Okay, so it's not like in the film where Raccoon,
no,
he's a modified... Okay.
I don't think so. Yeah, he's a... yeah, he's... yeah, they even talk about him as squirrel or chipmunk.
Yeah.
Like, in the same way as one of the Red Lanterns is a cat.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not like pets as such. He's just like an alien, I think. But Chip was like... and I think... and the turtle is the Flash's pet in the comics as well.
Yeah. I wonder if this is setting something up.
Yeah, but Wonder Woman's is usually a kangaroo. So
right,
that was a little bit of a surprise. So when I first came into it, I was like, this is weird, because when I hear League of Super Pets, I think of, you know, Speedy, just all the ones that they have. And it's just like, they're in a pet shop and they clearly have no connection to the Justice League.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a little bit but go with it, because it's worth it.
So also we hear at some point all of the animals talk about the farm that Ace is going to take them to. And we meet our final pet, who is Lulu the guinea pig.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what she was, so they had to keep saying it, which was good. And
yes,
yeah, because she is hairless is the other thing you need to know.
Yes. Like, and Lulu,
that's why
I wonder who she, I wonder who this is in reference to.
Yeah.
So Lulu is working on the device.
Yes, Lulu is clearly the mad genius creator.
Yes. Meanwhile, Crypto is tied outside talking to a corgi.
Yes, who's giving him grief.
Yes. I will not have corgi slander on here. I do. There is a corgi that
Wait a second. What slander was that?
I don't know. Just.
I just said he was giving crypto grief. I didn't say the corgi was wrong.
Fair. Okay.
And I'd just like to point out, I love corgis.
Yeah, one of my friends has one, and he is spectacular.
They're the best.
Yes. So. Ace the Bat Ace the Hound breaks out of out of the shelter and makes the mistake of saying to Crypto that he's performing a jailbreak.
Yeah, and say like, this is a no, you can't say that to him. This is a superhero dog in his mind.
Yes.
I mean, he is a superhero dog, so that's not in his mind. That's just a
so, yeah, Ace is very, very easily defeated because he is a dog.
Yes.
And has no superpowers whatsoever.
Yes, none at all.
Clark and Crypto are then, I think they go home after this, but they're then interrupted by Lex Luthor pulling in a meteorite.
As you do. I mean, you're Lex. You got stuff to do.
So, yeah, Lex is
want to pull in a meteorite.
Yes, made of orange kryptonite, which gives people...
Not seen much of that before.
Which apparently gives people superpowers.
Yes. Unless you happen to be a superpowered pet.
Yes. So, the orange kryptonite... We see the Justice League intervene to help Clark from preventing this meteorite from hitting the city and also getting it away from Lex.
Yeah.
So the rest of the Justice League in this film are Aquaman, Cyborg, Wonder Woman, Jessica Cruz Green Lantern, which kind of comes a wee bit out of nowhere.
Yeah. I'm guessing once again they wanted to have it a bit more rounded out.
And finally, Batman, this time played by Keanu Reeves.
Which is, I'm sorry, that's great.
Yeah, I didn't know I needed Keanu Reeves Batman.
I need Keanu Reeves Batman.
And now I need a whole film of Keanu Reeves Batman.
He's so good as well, like, I mean... All the voices are very good, I should say.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, as you would expect, like, despite me saying, oh, we didn't need... I mean, you don't ever need the stunt casting, because there are voice actors who are...
Fantastic, yeah.
Unbelievably better than any of this. But they all do a great job.
Yeah. And also, this seems to be the only film where they are 100% clear... Oh, no, no, we're 100% aware of Batman and how ridiculous he is.
So, it's so funny, like, all of it. Like, they literally... It's very like Lego Batman in that way, actually,
yeah.
I would say. Is that when you go outside of that world, you're able to tease it. Like, they're not rude about it. It's very much teasing out of love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very much teasing out of love, you know? It's like, it's there. It's like... We are going to laugh about, not the origin, but about how grimly serious he always is, you know, and things like that.
So, as the Justice League successfully defeat Luthor, and they do start the process of returning the kryptonite to space, though a very small piece of it is captured by Lulu using the device.
The device. It's so great every time she says it. The device.
So, at this point, we get Lulu's backstory.
Yeah. And guess whose pet she was? Mr. Lex Luthor.
And...
has a guinea pig. Just imagine that.
To
just
be
sit,
fair...
sit and think about that for a little while.
He has quite a few guinea pigs.
Yeah, he has an army of guinea pigs.
And also, it is quite clear that the kind of depiction of this is... it's something of a parasocial relationship, almost?
Yeah, I guess.
because Lulu is completely convinced, oh, I was working with Lex.
Yeah, yeah. She is in love with Lex as a owner, and she's amazing, and Lex just thinks he's a pet.
Yes, they tested kryptonite with her.
Yeah.
Which caused her to go bald.
Yes.
However, one thing that she worked out that Lex did not is orange kryptonite does nothing to humans.
Yes.
It does, however, affect all our animals.
Yes.
Giving her the powers of telekinesis.
Which is pretty cool when you're a guinea pig and you want to, like, grab things.
Yes. Also, as a side effect of that, she also gains flight, though it's not quite clear if the two things are, but it's just telekinesis on herself, or no, she also has flight powers.
Yeah, yeah, I would say that it's not clear.
She then starts the process of burning down the shelter and rescuing a cat.
Mm-hmm. Whiskers, the cutest ginger kitten on the planet.
Also, I do like the idea of the villain being the one that saves the cat.
Yeah, yeah, it was
and
very
it's
funny.
Still being villainous.
Yeah, and this cat is quite something.
I mean, let's be honest, this is what all cats are like inside their own head.
Yes.
So, as the other pets start to panic, they realise that they have powers.
Yeah.
So PB can now modify her size.
Not entirely in control of it, however.
Yep. Ace is now invulnerable and super strong.
Which is great.
Yep. It means he has more powers than Batman.
Which is great.
I wonder why I'm bringing up these two together.
No, Batman has no powers, so everyone has more powers than Batman.
Yes.
Just saying.
Merton the tortoise now has super speed.
Of course.
Doesn't of kill course. Their sight.
No. That's cute.
Also,
that's important plot point for later.
Also, I do appreciate that they have a sensor gag. As someone who has a sensor gag in his podcast,
yes.
I do appreciate we have a character that just gets sensor peeped.
Yeah.
And finally, Chip has electrical powers.
Yes. Like, and when we say electrical powers, like, can shoot electricity. So,
yes.
Like, some severe damage there, potential.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have evidence that this is all happening on a Tuesday, because it is Great British Bake Off Night.
Is that when it's shown in America?
I don't know about America. It is when it's shown over here.
Well, you see, I would like to point out that I think Gotham, or Metropolis, where I guess this is taking place, is probably in America. Although, do they call it Bake Off?
They do mention Bake Off several times,
interestingly,
yes.
Because they don't call it that in America.
Yes, they do, I think it is actually a Paul Hollywood clip that they use on TV.
I wonder if they did, yeah, no, definitely is a Paul Hollywood clip.
Yes.
But they show it in America, they just call it the Great British Baking Show or whatever.
So, Crypto is interrupted in finding out that Clark is actually going out on a date.
Yeah, devastated.
Which he takes well. He ends up being called a bad dog.
Really harsh, Clark. Really harsh.
I mean, not the harshest instance of someone being called a bad dog that I've seen this year, to be fair.
True. However, harsh.
Yes. So meanwhile, Crypto is watching Bake Off and has headphones in and is not paying attention.
Because why should he? He has done nothing wrong in this. We'd just like to point that out, but yes, he's not paying attention.
Which means that he is not able to help when Clark is attacked by Lulu.
Which is as ridiculous as it sounds, frankly.
Which is even better because Lulu wins.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Attacked and defeated.
Superman's beaten by a guinea pig.
A bald guinea pig. But a bald guinea pig with kryptonite. With kryptonite, we should give that its due.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it ends with Superman being stabbed with kryptonite as well. It goes hard.
It goes hard.
So, Crypto then realizes something is wrong. And actually, there's actual foreshadowing here. So, one of the things that was mentioned. So, Crypto has a toy Batman.
Yes. A toy like Chewy Batman.
Yeah. Squeaky Bruce.
Yeah, that's it. I was thinking what the name was, yeah.
So, hidden in that was some cheese.
Nice.
Which...
I mean, I hate cheese, but nice if you're a dog.
Which Crypto happily accepts. And
yeah.
At first, Angie even says, oh, Clark must have left some cheese in it.
Yeah.
And then you're in the hall where Lulu was.
Yeah.
Lulu hid kryptonite in the cheese.
What a swine.
Lulu is smarter than Lex Luthor.
I mean, yeah. I think probably not swayed by ego as Lex.
So, Lulu is able to get away whilst Crypto has no powers. And learns the immediate side effect of an animal that is used to being invulnerable and gets instantly hit by a car like 2 seconds after it realizes what's happening. Poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's not nice.
No, it's not. So, at this point, Crypto gets... It turns out in his collar is... I don't know what they call this, but the projector that shows you your ancestor that Superman
has. Yeah. He has that kind of, Kal-El, I am your father, but this is Dog-El.
This is Dog-El voiced by Keith David, which I think means Keith David has been in the last 2 movies we're in.
Yeah.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
After speaking with with Dog-El and being told the problem is you.
Yeah, which is oh thanks.
He notices lightning firing in the sky and decides to go investigate.
He thinks it's a sign from Lois, right? He thinks it's a sign from someone because he.
I think he thinks it's Lulu.
Oh, okay.
It, however, turns out to be the 4 superpowered animals.
Yeah.
Who are together and hanging out. At this point, Ace is starting to realize, oh, lying about something has consequences.
Yeah. Because he's told them they're all going to go live on this farm upstate.
Yes. Crypto arrives. He is not a well boy.
He's been knocked over. He's still trying to come to terms with his... lack of powers.
He also has very poor cardio.
He's never had to run before.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's been able to fly everywhere, which, you know, suggests that that's not the healthiest way for a dog to be, but then he's also a Kryptonian dog. So.
Mm-hmm. Ace then tries to get payback and punches Crypto, only to find out, okay, Crypto doesn't have his powers anymore.
Yeah.
Thankfully doesn't kill him.
Thankfully.
It'll be a short movie once. So, Ace then kind of leads the party away from Crypto. And okay, that's nice. Anyway, bye-bye.
Yeah.
At which point, Crypto starts to ask about the farm.
Yes. Like, what do you mean this farm? Where's upstate?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Ace pulls him aside, and Crypto blackmails him into going, look, you do this for me, I'll get you to the Kent farm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which actually could be in many
ways. And his farm does exist, we know that, so.
Ace agrees, and we have our main party for this adventure.
Yeah. And our main baddie, so...
Yes. Speaking of our main baddie, Lulu then recruits an army of guinea pigs.
Yeah. They're great.
To aid her in breaking Lex out of Stryker's Island.
Yeah.
Batman then intervenes, only to find that he is surrounded by an army of superpowered guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm. Lots of elemental...
Yes, so we've got one that's like big and muscly and has a lot of hair for some reason. We have a bunch of other powers. The only two that really kind of draw any focus is Keith and Mark.
Yes, I mean,
who are a fire guinea pig and an ice guinea pig.
Yes. They're like fire and ice, if you it on your Justice League there.
Yep. So, after a quick gag where everyone waits for the other guys to attack first, Batman is easily defeated.
Yeah, really. I mean, because he's got no superpowers. As we keep saying, it just needs somebody to realise that and to do his thing.
Wonder Woman then joins in. And Wonder Woman will definitely defeat these guys. Anyway, we're cut off screen. I don't even think we see her getting defeated. I think it's just done off screen.
Yeah, it is.
So, meanwhile, Ace and Crypto are trying to sniff out Batman. Crypto does not adapt well to the sniffing ability. They also mention about a few other things, so it's kind of established, right, Ace will probably not have powers for about 2 days.
Yeah.
Because he'll need to pass the kryptonite. Also, Merton meets a very pretty helmet.
It's true.
And then we find out that Lulu has defeated the Justice League.
Yeah. And has them all in little cages.
Meanwhile, so the League of Super Pets then approach the army of guinea pigs.
Yeah.
They have a quick discussion where they bring up the fact that Crypto has an incredibly powerful punch, the Solar Paw Punch, which they know he can do, even though by definition you can't do it because... The only way to do it is to hit with someone with a punch so powerful, it kills you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how they know he has this ability, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But he has this ability. And we're just going to put that there. Next to Chekhov's gun. So. The guinea pigs attack. And the team uses Ace as like a landing cushion, which is quite horrifying when you realize Ace still has feeling. So yes, Ace is invulnerable, but he still feels pain. Which, the more I think about it, the more horrific that gets. Just thinking about this film.
Yeah, it is.
So, the fight begins, but it looks like all of the pets are struggling with their powers.
Yeah, I mean, they're not used to it, and
yes.
This is it's a big deal.
It's
you
a
know?
High pressure situation.
Yeah. It's a big deal. This, you know, they're not used to having powers.
Crypto, though, even without powers. Does manage to get to Lulu.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Lulu is able to very easily defeat him.
Lulu's really got her act together.
And then she lays the hurt in and goes, yeah. Oh, Clark wasn't just dating Lois. He was about to get engaged.
Yes.
She then throws Crypto into the Hall of Justice, which doesn't kill him. I love this thing of, oh, he's got no powers, but he is still able to survive being thrown about a mile.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty hardy.
Yeah. So, the Lulu then begins to mock the league at her and takes them in to hide them. Lois goes to confront Lex, who says, "I don't know anything about this."
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even recognize his own guinea pig.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a good owner. Not a good pet owner.
Oh,
he's not. I mean, he's not good at anything, but he's not a good pet owner either.
One other thing I forgot to mention. Crypto actually saved Lulu from being experimented on. So Lulu hates Crypto specifically.
Yeah.
Lulu is actually using the top of Lex's tower.
Mm-hmm.
She has the Justice League completely trapped. I do like, I think this is one of the other scenes where Lulu's monologuing, and then you cut to how humans hear it, and it's just this guinea pig squeaking.
Yeah, it's very funny. She's like literally like telling him the whole thing, and he's just like, what? In the same way, we kind of had the same joke when she was confronting Clark.
Yes.
And she's confronting him in the hallway, and he just hears, squeak, squeak, squeak.
So we then see coverage of the league watching the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... anyway, so the Super Pets then arrive at Justice League HQ. Crypto seems very forlorn. Yeah, this whole section in the middle of the film is just Crypto getting sad.
It's really sad, yeah, yeah.
So Ace goes to cheer him up. And we find out Ace's backstory, which is that he was raised in a family with
kids.
Oh,
it is really sad, yeah.
And then Ace sees the kid, basically, bad parents, they left the gate open at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
And Ace saved the kid.
Yeah, he pulled him in.
But in the process, bites their arm.
Yeah.
So the family come in and see the kid with a bleeding arm.
Yeah.
And the
and
dog.
And they make the obvious, well, the very sad decision to get rid of him.
Yes.
Because they think he bit their kid.
Which, to be fair, out of context.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of
I
context.
Can absolutely understand.
Oh, yeah. Out of context, totally reasonable.
Yes. So, meanwhile, we have an attempt at a training montage.
Yeah, it's quite good, though.
Yes. Also, Crypto figures out that Lulu is wanting to do something with Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
So they then go and approach Stryker's Island as the guinea pigs are invading.
Yeah.
However, also Crypto apparently can fly the invisible jet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has his little flyer glasses. He knows what he's doing.
Yep. Only to be shot down by the cat from earlier.
Yes.
Because Whiskers now has power to create weapons, including thermal grenades, a tail gun,
so,
and Whisker rockets.
So I thought it was very funny because like the Whiskers are rockets, so the tail gun becomes like a rail gun. That was very funny. And then her hairballs are bombs.
Yes. So at this point, we see Crypto then manage to inspire both Chip and PB to use their powers. And gives Merton glasses.
Which is very cool.
And the team then work together to defeat Whiskers.
Yes. And Whiskers' final cry is, I have 8 more lives. Which is
yes, because Whiskers gets trapped in a metal bin with a grenade.
Yeah.
So, the Superman is so proud because his dog's finally making friends.
Yeah.
We also get a Batman monologue, which is completely and utterly self-aware. Lulu then finds Lex in Stryker's Island. Oh no, this is one of the other scenes where it's like, oh, I'm so excited to see you again, blah, 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 blah. Cut into Lex's perspective.
Yeah, it's quite funny though.
So, after breaking Lex out, the League of Super Pets attack, only for Lulu to go, oh, I'll kill Crypto. Lulu then manages to manipulate all the pets to go into cells, only for Lex to then betray her and put her in a cell.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lex, not a good guy. If she hasn't realised that, not quite as smart as she thinks.
Yep. And so Lulu then goes, oh, but I had a backup plan just in case this happened. And her two lead hench guinea pigs, Fire and Ice Boys, break her out. And yeah, the League then tries to break out and Crypto is sad again.
So sad.
Though on the plus side, at least he has a self-realization. And apparently is able to poop without looking.
I mean, hey, you know, you've got it, you got it.
So, this then means that he, despite the fact that he's in a cell with Kryptonite, he is still somehow able to fly.
Which is pretty cool.
So, he then escapes from the cell, and he breaks out everyone and then says, but I can't expect you to come out and join me. So I'm just going to do the heroic thing and run away without you so that you don't get put in risk.
Which is sweet.
Misguided, but sweet.
Yeah, I mean, misguided, but sweet. I mean, it can be both, so yeah.
Yep. Meanwhile, the guinea pigs march on Lex's tower.
Yeah, the guinea pigs. The army of guinea pigs.
At least this film seems to be aware just how ridiculous it is.
Oh, no, it totally is. I mean, otherwise you'd make them, like, scarier animals. So it is very funny.
Yeah. So, Lulu and the fire and ice guinea pigs confront Lufa in the cell. Lufa is then added to the device keeping everyone locked up.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, the two hench guinea pigs go,
I'm out of here.
This is off.
Yeah.
So she then slams the two of them together, which we then see later, it melts Icy Boy and it puts out the fire on...
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
In fact, they then explain to Crypto what's happening, because after Lulu's thrown into a room, the top of Lex's tower starts to fly off into space because the top of the building is a rocket.
Of course it is.
Which is fairly standard for billionaires, as Batman will attest to.
Yeah, yeah.
So the two hench guinea pigs go, yeah, the second that rocket leaves the atmosphere, it will explode. They then do a gag about the heroic last action before you die. It's like, no, we're fine. We're just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Crypto, at the same time, Lulu then gains control of the helicopter that Lois Lane is in.
Mm-hmm.
And gives Crypto the superhero choice. Who do you save? The person you love or the person who the person you love loves?
Mm-hmm.
And he picks the right option because he goes to save Lois and sends the rest of the League of Super Pets to save the rocket.
Yeah. Which is important.
And they work together to successfully release the cage from the tower.
Mm-hmm.
With all of them using aspects of their power. So, PB grows big after they were pulled up by Merton. Ace then works with Chip to actually can cut out the cage. And Crypto ends up seeing it before Lulu does.
Yeah.
But Crypto is then able to defeat Lulu and shatter the kryptonite in the process. Unfortunately, this causes Lulu, and I can't think of any better way to describe this, to end up snorting orange kryptonite.
As you do.
Which turns her into a giant kaiju.
Yes. This is where it did lose me a bit here, I have to say. I was like, I wasn't as interested in this part, but yeah.
So, Lulu then fights the Justice League and the League of Super Pets. But no one is able to successfully defeat Lulu. Until Crypto does the Solar Paw Punch.
Yeah.
Only for, as the consequences of that start to hit Crypto, Ace to jump in the way to take most of the energy out of it. Which then means that Crypto survives.
Well, of course he does. I mean, he's our hero.
Yes. So, happy ending. Lulu is thrown into hot dog water. Clark and Lois and Crypto reunite, with Superman getting his engagement ring off Crypto. And all the League of Super Pets get their own Justice League member.
They get matched up. It's very sweet.
Including our guinea pig bros.
Yes, because poor Aquaman's like, who wants to be with me? And he gets the icy one, of course.
Well, who's now a watery one?
Obviously. And then what's his name?
Cyborg gets...
Good, because I was about to call him the wrong name, and I knew I was about to call him the wrong name.
I don't know why he's Cyborg in this film, or why he's paired up with a fire guinea pig.
Well, he can restore the fire, can't he? Like, lets him up on fire, so that, you know.
I mean, you could have had Firestorm, but okay.
Yeah, but I guess at the time they thought maybe that Cyborg is more recognisable. Well known. I mean, like, they're not... The film is not really... The humans aren't important to the film.
Also, we get a clip setting up Ace and Batman as a team.
Yeah, which is great. Especially as their ear profile is the same.
And Crypto gets a message from his pops going, good job, kid!
Yeah, you did a good job.
And we finish the film with the League of Super Pets. Chip is now a Green Lantern.
As he should be.
And the League finishes the episode about to fight the Corgi from earlier, who's now giant and blue.
Mm.
We then get two post-credit scenes. One of which is Lex is trapped and even Whiskers won't help him. But Mercy saves Lulu.
Yes.
And then the post-credit scene where Crypto and Superman meet up with Black Adam and his dog.
Yes, of course, because The Rock's involved in the film.
Yes. So they have a debate about anti-heroes, and Dwayne Johnson voices two more characters. And this came out just before Black Adam. I think it was something like a month or 2 months.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it's when he was a big deal in the DCU.
Yes, because he was about to be the savior of the DCU.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how they all revved it, but it was obviously, like, rubbish, and the film was rubbish, this film was good, and that's the difference.
Also, it does mean that the ending post-credits of two separate films in a row is Black Adam and Superman meet up.
Yeah, but, I mean, who watched one of them? to be honest, who watched either of these films, really, like, apart from us? But, you know.
Yeah. So, that is the end of League of Super Pets.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is probably, if you took out Lego Batman, this probably cost more than the rest of the movies we've watched combined.
Yeah,
but it's good fun.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good fun.
And yeah, let's be honest, it's kind of downhill from here.
I mean, this is a highlight in the same way as Lego Batman is.
Yeah.
And it's not just because it's animals. It's just, everything is a step up. Like I said, it's not fair to compare them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it feels. It's like, we clearly enjoyed watching this much more than something. But it's, you know, the fact it was released in cinemas, the fact the cast, it's just, you know.
Yeah. So, the next film we've got is a crossover event.
Can't wait.
Between the DC Superhero Girls, I'm assuming specifically the reboot of DC Superhero Girls, and Teen Titans Go. So it's a crossover between two reboot series.
That should be fun.
Followed by Green Lantern Beware My Power.
Yeah.
Which I believe is an adaptation of Hal Jordan becoming Parallax.
Okay.
It also means it's the first time we've got a Jon Stewart-led movie.
Yeah, I remember you saying, so that'd be cool.
We're then following with Battle of the Super Sons.
Yeah.
I'll just make sure it's definitely that name. Yep, Batman and Superman, Battle of the Super Sons.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... Yep. Then we'll be doing the third DC showcase, which was headlined by Constantine House of Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Legion of Superheroes, which is another film in the DC Rebirth continuity.
Yes, which I'm looking for.
Yep. I'm just having a look on here just to confirm exactly... who the team is in that film. Kara Zor-El, Brainiac 5, and... can't see who... basically, a bunch of heroes from the 31st century.
That'd be cool. That'd be interesting.
So, yep, that's... that's what we've all got coming up. Have you appeared in any podcasts recently? This episode will be coming out on the 22nd of December.
It will be Moon Knight only. Moon Knight, right. Into the night. We're counting down to the death of Moon Knight, so...
Yep.
And how about the robots?
Well, actually, by the time that this episode comes out, we'll have literally just finished Robot Wars Extreme Warriors.
Right, nice.
And we've got a special episode between then and the new year.
Cool.
Which is Grizz and I will be discussing the Plunderbird documentary.
Interesting, that'll be cool.
Yeah, it's The only thing is, the only place to get it currently is Amazon Prime.
Of course.
It is a 45-minute film, and it's the best part of a fiver.
Ow.
Yeah.
You're very dedicated to your long-running series.
Yes, because I'm definitely going to pay for it.
Yes.
Anyway, we will be back...
The new year?
We will be back in the new year. So not only is this the 100th episode, this is the last episode of 2023.
Yep.
It is also the last episode of the last full year that we're going to be doing this.
Yeah.
Because we have 14 episodes left.
What a shame. Until they start making more.
Well, that's to put in perspective, that figure is including, well, Merry Little Batman is now out on Amazon Prime. So it's going to be interesting doing a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
That point would be kind of June.
I just realised something we didn't really pay attention to in this one, or we didn't mention,
uh-huh.
was the giant Dr. Manhattan Corgi.
Oh, and wasn't this the same time Dr. Manhattan was in the comic books?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's not that important to the film. But I just, because we were talking corgis earlier, I was kind of setting myself up to talk
corgi.
About it. And then, no, I know it is. I know it is. But yes.
Yeah. But, so we will be back next year.
Yes. See you all in 2024.
Hooray. Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We are at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.